I'm a Cafe Fresh 110 with Chef Darren Templeman, who's down here for the Armidale Pop-Up, and also with local journalist Victoria Nugent from the Armidale Express, and Peter from Millie Hill Lamb, who's provided this amazing produce for the pop-up. Darren, I just wanted to talk about something that happened last night, which almost encapsulates what this whole pop-up is about. You commenced prep yesterday a little bit late, around about probably about 5 o'clock. You were hoping to start at 3 o'clock. The boys down at the Goldfish Bowl had to do a clean-up after their service. Things were running behind, and at one point, that you and Dylan in the kitchen, and this was going to finish about, looked to be about 4 a.m. Around about 11:30 last night, I was going outside the restaurant. I came back, and three people were standing at the front door, and I said, what can I do for you? And they said, we're three local chefs, and we're just here to help. And I just thought it was the most extraordinary gesture, because once I'd talked to these chaps, they'd actually worked a full service at Bistro Grill, and they had heard about the pop-up through Victoria's articles in the Armidale Express, and chefs being chefs knew that there was always something to do. Can you tell us what that means to you as a chef?
Oh, it takes you back to the reason why chefs are chefs. Is like, it's not just about what you can get out of it, but it's what you can do to help others as well. And to rally around and to have three chefs turn up, and basically in the hour and a bit, the hour and a half they were with us, covered more than 3 hours man work. Otherwise, we would have been there until 4 o'clock for sure. And it's just like, it puts a lump in your throat, really.
It does. I mean, a little detail that I saw last night, the three boys turned up in their civvies, and out of respect for your profession, they changed into their full whites before they came into your kitchen. Does that make you proud as a chef, that the industry has these standards and sort of almost ethics?
Makes me feel proud as a chef, but at the same time, it just goes to show that the local lads as well have a lot of pride for themselves. It's not just rocking up and doing stuff. They've actually made a massive effort on their own part, and they're proud of what they are, what they can do, and it's just fantastic. It really was.
I was speaking to I'd just like to say too, these chefs are from Bistro Grill in Armidale, so it's a credit to the head chef and to the kitchen at Bistro Grill that they've got that attitude already in place. Can you talk about what anything they asked you that they were interested in?
Again, a lot of the produce they saw last night, they had no idea was around the area. So again, for them to see what's happening, like even like the pine mushrooms up in the forest, they had no idea they were there. So again, these guys, they're asking where it was, so they can go up and get some themselves now. And, that can only be good for the local area, for local foodies.
I think it was a good thing for young Dylan to see as well, because he's entering the early stages of what looks to be a very amazing career in probably one of the greatest industries, and for him to see that there was a little curiosity too from the local boys to meet Dylan, because they'd read what Victoria had written about Dylan in the articles. And how did that impression made on Dylan, do you think?
Oh, you can see it's huge, because it's not just about coming up and being and just being here and cooking food. It's about the camaraderie that is developed, and that's something that's very strong in the industry all the way through. And for Dylan to witness that firsthand in a town of more or less pretty much strangers running into town here, and to be embraced, is just fantastic.
Can you talk a little bit about how Armidale has embraced the concept? Because I mean, last night I didn't see coming, that was just something that happened, but just generally how Armidale has made you welcome. And
to be honest, it's really hard to put into words. Every time you meet new people, you leave pretty much speechless, because their warmth in the way they embrace what we're doing here, their interaction with us, their generosity, it's been pretty much overwhelming from start to finish, and it's still happening now.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I'd just like to ask Victoria, she's a local journalist at the Armidale Express, and just how you've perceived the community reaction to be to this pop-up restaurant, and how you started off with your articles and what you were trying to convey across to the people of Armidale.
Look, I think that it was always going to be something that people were enthusiastic about, because there's quite a strong food culture around here. we've had food and wine festivals. There was the Yarrella Food and Wine Festival, which came to an end, and then local producers came together this year to sort of come up with a replacement. So there's always been that passion for good food, good produce, so it was always going to be something that quite appealed to the people in the area.
I know it happened generally. We brought the pop-up forward because Dylan had exams and it had to be, you know, we had to fit in with his educational, you know, requirements. So it's amazing that in 2 weeks in a regional area, you know, from people in town, this has happened, because I know I've been involved with Darren in a few things, and we've had things planned a month and a bit in advance, and some of those have fallen through. But in 2 weeks, the people of Armidale placed their trust in someone, in a chef from outside. It's amazing.
Well, some of that has probably to do with connections as well. The fact that Millie Hill Lamb is involved. A lot of people around here know Millie Hill Lamb, and very trusted produce. So
it's exciting too for their local produce to be shown in a different light almost, and I hope that out of this pop-up that maybe local people look at their produce a different way and more awareness about what's out there. I mean, the local chefs last night, as Darren said, are now aware that they can go and forage for these things in the state forest. Is that something that you've picked up on too?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of exciting things to learn from this restaurant. Because, like I said, there's a strong food culture, but sometimes there's a lack of some of that knowledge, which is in the city, that could really be well implemented out here. The idea of bringing that in to the area will definitely help on the whole, I think.
Exactly. Pete from Millie Hill Lamb.
Morning,
how are you, mate?
Very well, and you?
It must be exciting for you that your local produce is getting shown and showcased for your people.
Absolutely, Dana. Ever since I've been doing our lamb, I've always noticed that New England tend to get lost to different areas like Orange and Bathurst. And we've got some fantastic produce in this whole area here, and it's all about trying to get more coverage and more people to our area and to get it recognised. And this is a fantastic way to highlight it all with all the great publicity we're getting from everybody. And the great chefs that have come up to take their time to do all this for us.
Millie Hill is it's almost a collective of sorts of some producers.
Yeah, we have a lot of suppliers. We outgrew ourselves pretty early on in the piece, and we started off just doing a lamb in a box for a few friends, and grew from there. So basically, we have lots of suppliers that grow, and the product that we buy from them needs to be in sort of basically our specs, what we want to use, and to be able to sell it under our brand name.
Can you tell us what you've provided to the pop-up from your produce?
Yeah, we've supplied the pork. We've got it. There's an area near us where our boning room is, and it's an area called Willy Willy Creek. And so that's where the pork's from, our lamb's from out of the New England. Obviously around the local area here. And then we've got some, we've actually got some Wagyu beef. We wanted to highlight the Wagyu because we've got producers up here that are producing a few Wagyu first cross cattle. And I think that's a big, for the producers in the area, I think it's going to be a big growth area for them in their business development, I think, especially with Asia, the way it's going for all the Australian foods.
I've tasted your produce in many restaurants in Sydney and cooked in various ways. I don't think I've actually tasted it better than what came out of that wood-fired oven last night. Darren, can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, that was just extraordinary. And young Dylan, I must admit, I was watching his face when he first tasted it. He was blown away.
Yeah, it was quite amazing. I mean, to cook in original copper pots in a wood-fired oven, and using great produce like the Millie Hill lamb neck, was just, you can't really go wrong, to be honest. It's, all the elements were there for a great tasting piece of meat. But yeah, it's in a wood-fired oven that was reaching temperatures of close to 400 degrees C, to be braising the lamb neck in traditional copper pans I mean, as you saw when it came out of the oven, the aluminium foil on top was all completely ballooned up, and when we punctured that, the aromas that came out from the flavours of the lamb or the fat that I rendered down and, you know, and all the bouquet garni that was in there was just phenomenal. It's, yeah, to say it's some of the best lamb you've ever tasted.
Yeah,
which you'll taste tonight, Peter.
Yeah,
I can't believe you snuck it already.
All right, thanks, Darren, for and Victoria and Peter for just casting a few lights, and we look forward to what happens tonight, Darren, and what more can possibly happen. We'll see.
For sure, yeah, it's going to be good.
All right, thanks, mate.
Nice.